Hi guys, it's our time again to get into the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travis Duke.
And I am the co-general manager of Rocket Pro Wrestling, Nubby the Amazing Turtle.
Sup, Nubsters.
Sup, Travis T.
How was your weekend? I know we're going to talk about Rocket Pro Wrestling. I did see you get slightly attacked. How are you feeling?
I am okay. Gotcha. I'm alive. A little sore, but it happens.
Yeah, you're tough though. I saw the lives that were released by I think Pac-Man's mom and maybe Gabagool too.
Yeah, Gabagool.
Yeah, so we'll talk about all that. We're gonna have a special co-host later on in the show. They will be on a little bit later, probably around the time we do the Rocket Pro results and everything. And before all that, obviously we cover the match card for ARW, which I believe is this Saturday. Results from Raw, Wrestle League. Thank you for Pac-Man for getting those, and also the match card for Super Wrestler coming up this Sunday. Before we do any of that, I gotta remind you guys that this episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got them all. All you got to do is go to CarterComics.com, check out their amazing store, fill your cart up with all their comics. Use discount code FREAKNET, FREAKNET. You'll save 10% on your entire order. Not just at the website, however, but also at your eBay account, which a link to that can be found on the homepage, CarterComics.com. And if you don't think that's enough of a discount, if you buy more than one product, throw two or more into your cart, you can save an additional 10% with their current multi-purchase discount. So you'll save upwards of 20% total between the two discounts, plus free shipping on your entire order. And yes, that works at the website and eBay. So make sure you go over to CarterComics.com, check out their comics, buy them now, get the discounts and the free shipping today.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
How much goofy shit did you find packing, bro?
Oh man, like I knew I still had the shit. I just didn't know where a lot of it was or if it was like broke or anything, but a lot of stuff stayed together. Gotcha. Like you can't break this guy.
Oh,
it's Maximus O'Brien in about 50 years.
That is a receding hairline on that motherfucker, too.
It is.
God dang. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
It was from a garage sale. That's all I know. In case if you're hearing a dog, it's mine. Mine's been going crazy ever since she got to this place. So.
Well, you know, new place. Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind showing the thing you showed me before we started recording?
Oh,
Don't say what it is. I want you to show it. I want to see if anyone can tell me what it is.
Oh, this little thing?
Yeah. Let's see if any of those old trainee partners know exactly what that is.
Yeah. Can't believe I still got it. And it's still like together, like compared to all like real championships being used, like I guess you can say the title. It's still intact. All the buttons are there. You know, the screws.
Yeah.
Still there.
But see, now throw it over your shoulder now. So once in a while when, you know, Pac-Man wants to flaunt his LIM title, boom, look at that. There you go, man.
Still the champ of whatever you want to guess it will be.
That's right. You tell me what that title reign is. Tell me how many days you're champion.
I'll say since 2009.
There we go. So we're looking at nearly 45,000. I'm pretty broken.
Bruno Sammartino's record at this point.
Fucking crushed it, man. Dude, you probably almost crushed Fabulous Moolah's title reign as women's champion, which I, and maybe not Moolah yet. Because she was like a decade or so when, you know, nobody was fighting for a women's championship, but they still had one. Well, we're going to talk about wrestling. I really don't know if there's anything to really mention as far as Fourth Mother Box. They talked briefly about us, but nothing that, I guess it's more towards Pac-Man, but since he's not here today, I mean, I don't really know what to respond to as far as them.
I mean, that they had that lousy-ass commercial. I mean, good for Again, them. I never yeah. thought Kyle would bring out his inner hillbilly, but hey, more power to him. He is from Mount Greenwood, after all. That's about as hillbilly you can get on the south side.
He crushed it, because the first time I heard it, I had no idea it was him. But then when I heard it the second time, I was like, yeah, there it is. There's Kyle. Yeah, so as soon as I started thinking more about it, I was like, absolutely, that's definitely Kyle. He used a big word. I can't remember what it is.
It sounds like poker dude. Poker dude, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's something like that. It I don't know, remind me of pickles. I don't fucking know. But I'm going to look for it in the show, and I'm going to make an effort to use it tomorrow in some kind of everyday conversation, because why the hell not? I need to be educated more and learn more words and stuff, and not use words like, I don't know, dog or book or whatever the fuck they think my word of the day would be. I don't know.
Cat.
There we go. I mean, tacking my intelligence. Ugh, big deal. I know I'm dumb. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I called myself on it on Saturday, but when we get to it, we get to it. But so Kyle actually, you know, was typical Kyle when it came to you, because Tom called him out about, oh, aren't you going to respond to something that Travis said?
Yeah, it wasn't clever.
It was dumb. That's why I'm not going to come up with something and respond. That's just typical Kyle. He was owned once again, and he can't come up with something clever.
I thought it was funny and entertaining, and if he didn't, then he has a poor humor. I don't understand it. It was hard. Again, I will have to go re-listen to the show, because I tried listening to it on my way to work, and I don't know why. To me, it was really, really quiet. It was really hard to kind of hear.
It was a quiet on my end, too.
Okay, yeah. So I turned my stereo, like, all the way up to listen to it. And I caught most of it, but obviously, you know, driving into work and everything. Windows down, it was hard to hear. But, I mean, I do appreciate. And that's the thing, too. Like, I don't do what they do. I don't say that their show sucks and it's garbage and it's boring and stuff. I like to encourage and promote other podcasts, because, you know, that's what podcasts do, is uplifting people. But hey, if they want to tear us down and belittle us, that's on them. You know, they have to, you know, answer to Jesus for that stuff. But I don't like doing that. I think that they do the very best they do for the brain capacity that they have. You know, it's, you know, here's a sticker, great fucking job. You know, it's, they're really out there. And again, I don't know what they were talking about in the beginning, but it sounds like they had some kind of achievement, which, hey, congratulations to whoever the hell it was. They talked about LARP, which is fantastic. I mean, people who go out and do that stuff, I have a lot of respect for, to sit there in public wearing capes and foam swords and, you know, battling each other in parks. Awesome. Good for you guys. It's fantastic. I would never take it. I saw Role Models. I get it. I couldn't do it, but fantastic. You know, I'm nerdy enough to do D&D, but I'm not nerdy enough to go fucking wear a cape and, you know, throw potions at each other or whatever the fuck they do. I don't get it.
Nerds.
But I encourage you guys to go listen to the Fourth Mother Box. Unlike them, you know, I strongly encourage you to go listen, because, again, they have their views and opinions on not only us, but, you know, comics and movies and, you know, DC and Marvel and Disney and, whatever they do over there. And, yeah, absolutely. And they're coming up on an anniversary where they're going to do a fourth Mother Talk show or whatever. Yeah, so scratch them. I listen to them, when I can, when I turn my stereo all the way up. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get how, Kyle's, I'm assuming it's Kyle's fault. Because I've never had a problem listening to them until Kyle got a brand new computer that was working wonderfully until it didn't 10 minutes into using it on last week's show. And now he got all the way through this episode without having to cut out or restart something. But then it was just like they're just, silently whispering to each other like they're podcasting from a library or something. I don't know. But good for them. And I'm sorry that my joke about Kyle being face down, ass up, biting on a pillow wasn't clever. I will try in the future, maybe.
So, in the words of Kyle, do better.
I will. I mean, the words of me, do better. I mean, I think I've been saying that a lot longer than Kyle started saying that to me. I mean, I didn't invent the term do better. I said a lot. Also, he said freaking on his show.
Good.
And he said travesty on the show. So I feel like I'm slowly wearing on the fucking dude.
You are.
No, God, no. Fuck no. No, because I'm sure he inadvertently said travesty, and as soon as he said, he's like, damn it, but move the fuck on. So I don't know the fancy word he said, but he said freaking and travesty in that episode. And for that, I feel like I won a little bit. And I would take that victory.
Those two words are better than that word he came up with. I'm pretty sure
it's truly or whatever. Yeah, it did probably. Just say
poker dude. I just poker dude. I mean, what you do is what you do, Kyle.
That's right, man. Hey.
Oh, by the way, the Nona's Pizza Challenge is not a thing. It was the Big Papa Challenge. Let's get it right. Come on. Tell it right.
Come on, Kyle. Thought you were educated.
JR won the Big Papa Challenge in like 9 or 10 minutes.
I take it that's not Lindsay or Jim Ross.
No.
Oh, different JR.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Nubby, what do you want to start with, man? Do you want to go through Wrestle League and Super Wrestlers first? Then we can dive into ARW, or do you want to do ARW since it's like we do the match card stuff, you do ARW, I'll hit Wrestle League, and then we'll cover the rest, we'll do the ARW match card, the Super Wrestler match card, we'll cover the Wrestle League results, and then we can dive into RPW.
Sure, sounds like a plan.
Awesome, cool. Let's kick off then with ARW's match card for this Saturday.
Oh yeah, so yeah, ARW presents Zero Dawn this Saturday, March the 9th. At the American Legion Post 11899 Central Avenue in Lake Station, Indiana. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bell time is 7 p.m. And tickets are only $15. All right. We got in a tag team matchup, we have Cult Classic featuring Kazile and the newest member, Josh Moon, taking on Jedediah and Georgie the Mash Brothers.
The new member, was that the guy who joined last month or was that the month before? Yeah. It was last month.
He joined last month.
Gotcha. Who's all members of that? Is it just the three of them?
So you got Chavez, you got
Kazile,
you got now Josh Moon, and then you got the girl.
Oh, that's right.
That's about it.
So I forgot there are girls part of it. I still don't understand the, and maybe it was explained at a later show that I don't understand the gifts that Chavez gave BOW and Max Sinister that one day.
Yeah, I guess it seems like a forgotten thing.
Yeah,
it's like, Max Holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I guess those gifts are what kind of turned them into what they are now in ARW. But there's no answer for or no reason for why he did that.
Yeah, and it seems like it got like swept under a rug, if you will, or
yeah,
or should we say buried under a rug, as Pac-Man would say it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. God, fucking Pac-Man. God, that fucking. Do you realize that between, what was it, last week he was late?
It was late last week on time for the power hour.
Yeah, he was on
time. And now he's not here.
You called that, yeah. Yeah, and he's not going to be here on the 25th. The fuck?
Hey, he's going to Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, God, you have
didn't one invite match? Us?
Yeah, one match at fucking Rocket Pro, and you assume you can make your own hours here? Fucking guy. But, yes, yeah, I just, that was something I was always kind of curious about. I was like, I get the idea was making the gifts you create or to bring back Max Sinister and, you know, the evil side of BOW and all that. But, like, there was no rhyme or reason to why it happened. And I kind of wish they explained that. You know, like I said, when Chavez had his match with his dad, I went on social media and I gave him credit where credit was due. And I don't normally give credit to people I don't like or people I don't really care to learn about. But this kind of, you know, reversed me back to my original thing about it. It's like you had an opportunity to make me care about something, and it was never mentioned. Plus, you know, he has this group. I mean, are the workhorses part of the group? Because those fuckers praise each other left and right. It's like, why aren't they part of the group? Are they not good
they
enough?
They do kiss each other's ass a lot.
A lot, yeah. Yeah. Sup, Mikey? Thank you for listening.
It's your fucking mouth-breathing asshole.
God damn it. You fucking mouth-breathing fucker. Yeah. Anyways, okay, so we got a tag match. Awesome.
Yeah, we do. Then we got Danger Mask taking on Eric Schultz. Dave Allen will be taking on Jake O'Neill. Then
I'm glad Jake O'Neill's kind of become more of a regular at ARW. Is this like third show in a row?
This will be number three, yeah.
Good for him. You know, I'm assuming he has been wrestling since the Elite Pro era. It's not like a break in coming back. He's just been wrestling other places, or?
He mentioned that he went to Canada for a while.
Good for him. Good for him. I guess he lost to Dreads up there?
He lost it before that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. It's nice to see some of the guys that, you know, I remember watching Elite Pro, like, either making a comeback or slowly come back into the area. But, I mean, obviously, like, it's Paulie. I mean, he never went away. You know, he's probably the guy with the longest longevity from Elite Pro as of right now. Consistent longevity as from Elite Pro. Hades, I guess, would be another one.
And even though he took a break, Ali did take a break. Yeah. Because he had that, he was a cop at one point, so he couldn't.
Yeah.
At that point, he didn't want to do both. I believe, yeah. I can't remember anybody else off the top of my head.
I would love to see, like an Elite Pro, like, one more night kind of show. Like, I would love to see that. Like, an ECW one night stand. But just be, like, a legit one night stand. Like.
Oh, you found it.
You didn't scurry fast enough.
You didn't scurry fast enough. No. Speaking of, so this trophy,
yeah,
was from that company, GPW. It was the best pop of 2018. It was when I body slammed Steve Boz.
Gotcha. Are you gonna put that next to your Nova? Because you have a Nova Award, right? You won a Nova Award.
I don't have the Nova Award.
But you did win one, didn't you?
Technically, I did with the LIM.
No, but I thought you won, like, debut or something, or whatever the hell it was.
That wasn't me. Oh. Brian Matthews won the popular one, I think.
Oh, fuck that.
I think that was rigged.
That's great. That's 100% fucking rigged.
I think that was a Damien Saint kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming there's going to be an award that you're going to be nominated for this year. And we don't know what the category are. You might know, or, you know, you're going to learn them as, you know, we get closer to, do they mention them? What, July or August or June?
Sometime.
Yeah. I'm going to assume you'll be nominated for something. You got to pick up a win on something, even if it's like, you know, manager or general manager of the year. I mean, well, there's only two guys. So,
I mean, if I don't win that one, that means that one's rigged too, because no one's going to vote for Damian Saint. Yeah. Just like I don't believe anybody voted for Ryan Matthews except for Undeniable, because if anybody was going to win that, it would have been Gunnar Brave.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me. I figured you would have won. I mean, you look back at any video, you know, again, that Royal Rumble you were in, a battle royal you were in, that pop you had. I mean, consistently getting better pops than anyone else. So, there'll be more trophies for you. I saw you won a Lemmy or whatever the fuck that thing is called, right? You won a Lemmy Award. So, tell them to get you a fucking trophy.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't be in the intro of the V-Logs, I might as well get a trophy for my awards, you know?
Fuck yeah. I'm excited to see all these. I don't know all this, but I'm excited to see the shit that you have been finding in your move. So far, we got a dark match title. We got a GPW biggest pop of the award. We had a receding hairline plushy Undertaker and a Stone Cold water bottle.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There might be other stuff like this guy. I don't know if it was really buried, but it was packed away.
Ooh, solid. That's got you gotta put that on your desk.
I am. It's going down here for now. I gotta make more room.
Oh, I mean the Rocket Pro desk.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have this one, and I have the Michelangelo one.
What is it?
But
what
I want to get. It's a light.
Oh, okay. Solid.
But I don't have a shelf in back of me to. But that's in the works, hopefully soon. I have my bowling trophy up there. That's got a lot of stuff hanging on it. But, there's more stuff laying around. Actually, this bobblehead White Sox guy.
Who's that?
It looks like a cleanup crew, actually.
Didn't say at the bottom there?
Roger Bossard.
Oh, okay.
Might be made up.
Might be made up.
Oh, then I found deodorant.
Ooh. Well, it is right. Yeah, guard it the right way. Guard it the right way.
Man, actually, here's one. It was actually on my dresser, behind the dresser before I moved. This beer can. Can you see the signature?
I see a signature, but I cannot read. I can't make out who it is.
Sandman.
Oh, no shit. Like, I'm guessing ECW or a live event?
It was actually at a PCW event.
Oh, no shit.
I believe it was Jimmy Blaze and Grin and Sandman just came out and was in the middle, like, interfered in the match, but told me to hold his beer. So I did, and then he didn't ask for it back.
What was PCW?
Pro Championship Wrestling.
Okay. Because there was a Primetime Championship Wrestling, right?
It was just Primetime Wrestling.
Primetime Wrestling. Okay, that was the PS1. Okay. Dude, again, excited to see more and more shit as you start, going through your treasures. But ARW. So we're looking at a tag team match. We have a singles match, Jake Andrews taking on.
Jake Andrews?
Jake O'Neil. Jake O'Neil is taking on, what was his name?
Dave Allen.
Dave Allen. Okay, there we go. Okay, perfect. What's next, buddy?
Please.
What?
We need you. We want Jake Andrews back. Come on.
I do want Jake Andrews back. Yeah. Is he still on his honeymoon? Is that what it is? You want to three-year honeymoon?
Three-year honeymoon.
Yeah.
I think the honeymoon lasts about 3 years, and that's all downhill.
I thought like that whole like prospect versus OG shit going on. I thought Andrew's gonna come back during that.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean that's why like I thought like there was gonna be a build to a point where he comes back and it's like, okay, you're still a new guy, but you're still an OG, so which side would you really wanna fall on? Because by all accounts, I assumed that Andrew's was gonna be the next leader of the family.
You would think,
So he was great fucking dude. He's talented in the ring. I would love to see him come back, and hopefully he does one day.
And funny, we mentioned the family. All the titles are on the line as the workhorses have to put their titles on the line against the family prospects, Muggsy James, Jay City, and Michael Morris. Tag titles are on the line, the Indiana State title. This is courtesy of the Golden Ticket. I didn't think the Golden Ticket could be used for that, but I guess so. As long as there's an agreement.
And that's a one fall finish, winner takes all, right? So if Mikey gets pinned, you know, all three guys lose their titles.
Right. And I believe it's a family rules match, whatever that means.
Yeah. I saw I watched the LIM vlog from this past weekend, and I saw that Double J and Pac-Man were at IPW shooting like a clip inside, and I saw Muggsy in a sling. Mm-hmm. How is he going to be ready by Saturday?
I don't know. Would you notice that his lady had a sling as well?
No, I didn't notice. I was more focused on the fact, like, why the fuck is Pac-Man not talking to Muggsy James, who's sitting right behind him? You know, standing right there. You don't turn around and acknowledge the fact that Muggsy fucking James is standing right behind you. You don't try to get an exclusive or some kind of conversation. Something for your beer-drinking bullshit.
That could have been a nice nubby exclusive by Pac-Man.
Right? But no, there's just Pac-Man, you know, taking care of himself. Wearing his leather jacket for some godforsaken fucking reason. It was like 70 that day. Ah, jeez. For a dude who hates Damian Gray so much, he dresses like Damian Gray so much.
You know what? You got a point. Right? Starting to wonder now.
Jeans, leather jacket, yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes he wears a Damian Gray shirt just to fuck with him. But deep down, he's dressing like a mini Damian Gray.
He's got a long way to go with the hair, though.
Yeah. Also, I did not realize how short Pac-Man was until he was standing across from Nani doing his promos.
Yeah, she is a little taller than him.
She is a little taller. And I'll be honest with you, and I'll say it right here on the show. If I had a vote in the promo between Nani and Pac-Man, I think Nani did a lot better. And that's just not me. That's not me poking fun at Pac-Man. But she showed more emotion in her promo. And I think that's what I look for more in promos. It's like, you know, having the passion behind you. You know, I think Pac-Man was trying to be a little too, like, what would be a word that Kyle would use? Smarnicky. You know, I too can make things up. But you just kind of seem like, oh, let me tell you how better I am. Let me explain why we're better. Let me, you know, but she brought like passion to hers, like anger. Like she brought out the best in it. And I was like, damn, you know, Pac-Man had an opportunity. And it's just like, no, dude. But I get it. You know, he wasn't reacting. He was just giving his, you know, whatever. But if I had a vote in it, I'd give it to Nani over Pac-Man. I would have to.
If she finds out about this, you might make her day.
Well, she doesn't listen to this. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not opposed to meeting her one day. I'm just saying. You know, she doesn't seem like that horrible of a person. I don't know because I don't think I've ever met her. So.
No. She was in front of you. Never in front of you. Never talked to you before.
No. She seems like a nice lady, though. Eh, kinda. She almost seems annoying as fuck sometimes. But, I mean, again, I don't know. I've never met her. Like a Vicky Guerrero kind of thing. Yeah. You know, like, I'm sure she's pleasant to be around if she's not talking. You know?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah. You know, she's not, you know, groping fucking, you know, her boyfriend on an LIM vlog in the back of St. Joe's Park talking about how, you know, she's going to release the monster. I'm like, goddamn, zip your pants up, bro. What the fuck? And then coming at the LIM, like he's going to like eat them or some goddamn thing, which didn't make sense to me because Double J is bigger than that fucking dude. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing. All I know is that I looked at all the promos. I listened to all the promos. And out of all of them, Nani's was better than the other five. I would have to give it to the Idolizers to, you know, take, you know, to win the promo battles. But I don't know how they decide who wins and who loses in this whole fan war thing. I don't think they make, you know, they give a vote to, again, okay, you're an LIM member. How does the LIM determine who wins the promo battles?
I don't know, honestly. I'm not part of that.
How are you not a part of it?
They don't tell me the rules, man.
You give Pac-Man a job at Rocket Pro Wrestling. You give him a sense of purpose at the shows. And he doesn't even include you in anything like that. How dare he? He adds Maximus Orion onto the show as a regular, but you're not a regular over there? What is that about?
I mean, I was part of the vlog. I mean, I did throw the Hawaiian bread right at Danny, so knocked him off the bench.
Yeah, who's going to give somebody moldy fucking bread? That's a disrespect. But he did give you a chocolate dog, and that was sweet.
Yeah. It was very sweet and chocolatey.
Ooh, but, salad.
Come on. Penicillin on my bread?
No. Damn. Dick move, bro. But make sure you do check out the LIM vlog. It is over on the Loving Tatsuki Men's YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out. And, you know, give your own opinion of who you thought won the promo battle. Again, I believe it was Nani. Pac-Man definitely lost that one. And in turn, I think LIM lost that round. I don't know who won the Sign Wars. if I had to pick, I'd pick who gives a shit. But, you know, I don't have a group of fans to go to Rocket Pro Wrestling because the Travis team doesn't exist yet.
I heard a member of the Idolizer stole Santino's sign.
Which one? The one that he didn't write, somebody else wrote for him, or the other one that he didn't write that somebody else wrote for him? Is there one? Somebody stole one?
Yeah, it was that one guy at the Idolizers, the one that doesn't match. He took it from Santino. So.
The skinny one?
Yeah, the one that doesn't matter.
Oh, gotcha. We got to specify on which one doesn't matter.
Well, actually, I should say the other one that doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. I know exactly who you're talking about now. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I mean, deep down when you say, like, yeah, one of those Idolizers that don't matter, really just got to pick one of, what, four? Three and a half? I really don't know if the Monster Dude is an official member or not. Then you got the one girl who apparently doesn't realize that the Renaissance ended. She's going around saying my lady to people. I don't fucking get it. I don't know what people are doing there. And people wonder why I don't like talking to fans. Because fans exist. It's like, just New Japan yourselves and just sit there and enjoy a show. And by the way, solid show it looked like for Rocket Pro Wrestling. So congratulations to you once again. There we go.
Speaking of irrelevant people who don't matter, Donovan Marcellus, whatever the fuck he is, I'm still calling him Donovan Ruiz because, well, fuck him. He called me fat. He'll be taking on Brendan Balling, one of the up-and-comers in ARW. So Donovan decided not to show up last month because he thought he was too cool, too good. Still shops at Baby Gap, but hey, he can make all the decisions he wants within night, barely on the roster a year. But hey, cool. And then, for the heavyweight title in a triple threat match, you got James Creed, JPH, and Nick Diamond.
I had a dream that had to have happened post this match. I had a dream that Creed was champion again. I don't believe that's going to come true. But if it does, just let me know. I had a dream of it. He was holding the title. It was like I was looking at a picture on Facebook of him holding the title. Outside the ring, standing there, head down, a little bit teary-eyed. And Chet just bowing down to him and shit like he's the greatest thing in the fucking world. I wouldn't know because according to Chet, I am not allowed at ARW ARW. I'm not allowed to be there. He has decided that I am banned from the building, that Joey Boom Boom agrees with him that I'd be banned from the building, even though he didn't confirm with Joey Boom Boom. But I am not allowed to be there because I don't believe James Creed will win. And that being said, I believe Nick Diamond will retain his title. But it's going to be a solid main event. It'll be a solid fucking main event.
I mean, Nick Diamond's got the advantage anyway. You got Willie and Eric Schultz coming around.
Yeah. Schultz gets results.
Apparently.
Yeah. See, Red told me that. I should believe Eric Schultz said that too. Benny, maybe Benny said that too. A lot of people say it, so it's got to be true.
I mean, I lost my title because Schultz got results.
That's true. Yeah, sure. You're talking about at Rocket Pro, right?
He didn't really. He cost me my job in a way.
That's right. He did beat you up after you got fired and stripped of that title. That was rude of him.
But at another place, you know, he got results by, you know, cost me the right championship.
That's right. He viciously attacked you during your match. Yep. Shame on the referee for not acknowledging that shit.
Yep.
I wish I could have done something about it for you, buddy.
And he got the results.
He got results. He did. But he has not won a title at SCW, and you have. And that's you hold over him.
It's true.
That's right.
He also has not won a title at Rocket Pro.
That's right, and you have, so you could also hold that over him. And so what if I'm assuming he's still Northland champion. So what if he's the longest reigning Northland champion? He has never won a title at two companies that you currently wrestle at, and that you could hold over his head.
I am.
Was that the last match?
Yeah, it was. So that's the card so far for ARW Zero Dawn. It is March 9th on Saturday, American Legion Post 100, 1899 Central Avenue in Lake Station, Indiana. Tickets are just $15. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time 7 p.m. ARW.
Well, our guest said he'll be ready at about 7 o'clock, so we got about 20 minutes. So, do we want to cover Super Wrestler match card, or do we want to cover Wrestle League results?
Let's do Wrestle League, because I know our guest has a little bit of insight of Super Wrestling.
That's right. I believe I believe they will be there. Oh yeah,
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah, I really want to go to that. I just Sunday maybe. I don't know. Tickets gotta be sold out, right? I think they are sold out. Can't go anywhere.
No,
they're not sold out.
Not sold out yet.
Maybe I'll think about going. It does seem interesting. Anyways, all right. So we got Wrestle League results from this past weekend. It was a battle royal for number one contendership to the Urban title. Joseph Von Jaeger, who is current Inter-County champion. Is that what it is?
Inter-County champion at Rocket Pro.
Yep. He picked up the victory. Is now officially the number one contender for the Urban title, which I believe the Urban title is their heavyweight championship. Is that correct?
No.
It's not. Okay. Well, again, I don't know Wrestle League. What title am I thinking of? What's that? Ooh, what's that title that that D'Angelo Steele has after C Red left the Battle Royal? What title is that? And is that CCW?
That is C3.
Right. C3. And what title is that called?
I believe that's just the C3 championship.
Okay. I thought that was a unique name to that. You know, IPW really fucks me up with their titles and shit. You know, their title names for the screen because they're having titles called the what? Outer Limit? No, Outer Limit. League title. What is the Outer Limit title? Who has that?
Connor Hopkins at Rocket Pro.
God, there's so many title names. Okay. I'm going to get this all straight one day. Anyways. Number one contendership for the Urban title, Joseph Von Jaeger won that battle royal. There was a triple threat elimination for the Urban title. Jake St. Patrick defeated the Ewok and Anthony Adonis. He now holds the Urban title, I guess retained. I don't know. Pac-Man didn't really define if he retained it, if he won it, whatever. Anyways, that's the champion that Von Jaeger is going to have to go against for the Urban title.
That should be a slobber knock.
Von Jaeger immediately cashed in his contract. We're learning together here, folks. Von Jaeger immediately cashed in his contract for the title shot against St. Patrick for the Urban title.
So did I completely miss that when I was writing shit down?
I don't know. So he says he cashed it in, but I don't see anything about a result. I don't. Fuck it. We're going to learn together. We're gonna learn together. I'm not fixing anything. I'm not editing anything. This is what you guys get when you tune into JFW. Nothing more, nothing less.
It says Von Jaeger beat St. Patrick.
Where? At the bottom?
It says Von Jaeger immediately cashed in his contract for a title shot, beat St. Patrick.
Oh, beat. Okay. Okay, I missed the beast part. Okay, cool. So Von Jaeger is Urban Champion. Congratulations to Von Jaeger. Kid Lat, mystery partner, Lennox Leon, which, why does that name sound familiar?
Because you've seen him around.
IPW?
He was in IPW, but he's been to ARW, Rocket Pro, but I'm not sure if you were at that show. You might have been.
I'll look him up. They defeated the Incredible Tolk. That's a real thing. T-U-L-K, is that spelled right?
That's what he says. That's what he put, the Incredible Tolk.
If any names are wrong, reach out to the lovely intoxicated men and Pac-Man, or PX over there, and air your grievances there, because this is telling me Incredible Tolk, T-U-L-K. And Motivation Mike. First ever Wrestle League Women's Champion, Lulu La Reina, defeated Nikki Rebel. Tag team titles were Pestilence defeated Bro Bros, which is B-R...
Shit.
E-A-U-X?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a cheap out there. Who's Pestilence?
You don't know.
Lumberjack match for custody of the dog. Brittany K defeated J.R. Lindsay, so she hashtag got her dog back.
She got her dog back. And apparently my dog agrees.
Fuck yeah. student versus it's master. Like student versus master. Shogun defeated Shaq Jordan. Quinn Wittick defeated Ken Anderson, which, you know, by the way, I saw the video of Quinn interrupting Ken Anderson. Poor taste.
Never. Never interrupt the man of Ken Anderson.
No. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. That's why Stone is walking around with Wittick's title, because of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestle League Championship, Alfredo Melis. With Caribbean Cartel defeated Jesus D'Estafio. No disqualification retirement match. Bugs Moran, wrestling as Bugzo, the retirement enduring mime, defeated Louis the Wrench Morales with Caribbean Cartel. I really need to get to a wrestling league show. I really do.
I mean, I know all about the Caribbean Cartel bit. They were part of Crash Tested when they first started. That's where I met Louis the Wrench at that time. I never got my match with him. I was hoping for that one day, but now that he's retired, come out of retirement.
Is it retirement from Wrestle League or retirement from all of wrestling?
Well, he's only wrestling at Wrestle League, so I can assume that maybe it's just forever.
Well, keep in mind, Ivan Manson did retire too.
Yeah, so did C-Red, and I almost had him convinced to wrestle again. Almost.
He is wrestling again. I think it might only be in the battle royale. I'm not sure, but I did hear rumors he is lacing his boots up on March 23rd.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, you booked for that?
I might be booked on High Voltage. I don't know.
Yeah, I really got to get that card together.
I think I will jump in that battle royal.
As far as I, as of right now, I've heard 70 people are in this battle royal. I don't know how that's going to work. I know there's a master plan for it. I haven't talked to Flat Top about it. But it's going to be an interesting, interesting night as far as that, because obviously that's going to be the main event too. So it's going to be kind of cool to see who's going to participate in it and, how they're going to do it. I don't know. And don't quote me on this. And if I'm saying this wrong, you know, just no one out there take this for gospel, but I think it's going to be very similar to like that roulette thing that, AEW does. I think Pac-Man actually described somebody. I think one of us said it or something. I think it's like almost like that, but not like that. It's like it's going to go out in like groups.
Something okay, like that. So like yeah, like AEW did it. Get a card. You're part of a group.
Yeah, yeah, like all of like the twos or ten, whatever the fuck it is. It's I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. I'm still trying to get a exclusive show together to talk about everything that's going to be on March 23rd. If it doesn't happen, hopefully, you know, Flat Top, SCW can send me the full match card so we can at least run through it like we do on a normal show. Yeah, it's just there's so much going into this show. I do hope whoever is out there who loves wrestling, I hope you guys can make it out and check it out, because it's actually a really cool idea they have going on. But I do got to get the match card together for the 23rd. I do got to get that. I do have my championship match set. That is officially done. It's not you.
Of course not.
Don't worry, buddy. One day you will be champion. Oh, wait, you were. Move on. God. Jesus, I gave you a title shot. You won the title shot. Be happy. Just be happy to be here.
I'm always happy to be.
That's true. I can see it on your face, man. You know, being co-general manager of Rock and Pro Wrestling, I think has given you new life. I think it has. Gave you better confidence. You know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, was like when you were all fired and out of a job and shit, obviously it was just at Rock and Roll Wrestling, you seemed a little bit more of a bitter person. And now you seem a little bit better. And I'm happy for that. You know,
well, can you blame me? I mean,
no, not one bit. Honestly, no.
I mean, I worked my ass off. I worked my ass off with that title, made that title relevant, unlike some of the past. And what do I get to show for it? I get fired.
Yeah, I think I do not fault you for the attitude that you have had, because it's you're entitled to have it, man, 100%. And I saw the look on your face and how angry you got every time we ran through the Rocket Pro match card and your name wasn't mentioned. I get that, and I felt that, and I'm glad that that's not the case anymore. I am. I am glad things are looking more upwards for you, buddy. Super Wrestler, is this Sunday? I believe March 10th.
It is Mario Day.
Shadows of the. What is Mario Day?
So it's like a. The M for March and 10th kind of makes like.
Oh, Mario. So like MAR 10. Okay. That makes sense. I kept hearing people say that. Like, I know, like, you know, like, the May the 4th and shit. I get that. Revenge of the 5th. Okay. But when I kept hearing, like, oh, Mario Day, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And so, but that makes sense. MAR10. Thanks, Nubby. Appreciate you.
And then that was a bit of a guess, but I ended up being right anyway.
It sounds exactly what it is. That sounds exactly right. 100%. Shadows of the Super Wrestlers, March 10th at the Concord Music Hall, 2047 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Tickets are $25. This I never really realized until I read it, but it's a 21 and over show. That I did not know.
I didn't know either.
Yeah. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7. I thought these were afternoon shows.
No, they're always at night.
They're always at night. Okay. Destructo versus Rad Blackbeard, the Porch Pirate. Destructo abducted Bidness Puppy in December. Rad Blackbeard was bitten by Vlad Bladder. This shit's real. Jordan Cross versus Nolan the fucking wizard. He spelled Nolan wrong.
He did?
N-O-A-L-N.
Oh.
Nolan the fucking wizard is going to be taking on Jordan Cross. Jordan Cross was
the punk rock prince.
He did not put that in the note here. I don't know who these people are. I know who Nolan is. But all these other people, no fucking clue. The thing is, I think I know some of them based on their other names. But this multiverse thing, I'm hopefully to learn when I listen to the Power Hour tomorrow night or Wednesday morning, because Billy Whack, or what's he called? The Whack Billy or whatever the fuck it is. Billy of the Whack. Gotcha. I guess Whack of Billy sounds way too much like a Dave Matthews song.
It could be.
God, Trippin' Billy's. Actually, it's a good fucking song. I have no regrets for enjoying that music. Aftermath of Catalyst Tambor reveal as Shogun in a promo before show. Tambor revealed himself to be a time shadow and announces that power was gained by a satellite misfire in 2020. What? I read it. Don't understand it. Vlad Bladder versus Rye Doll for prize. Vlad wants to use it to remove weaknesses.
Yep.
Is the prize the title?
It's their...
A trophy thing? Gotcha. Yeah. It's a trophy, right? Or what is it?
It's like a prize? Trophy. It's a prize.
God. I want to ask, is that all? But
no, I actually found a couple more things.
Honestly, that was my thought. Is like, there's got to be fucking more. Yeah, what else did you find?
So, U.S. A-Hole will be taking on Danger Mask.
Okay.
Pubic Moose will be taking or defending his Hot Potato title. And Shogun and Ryor will be in attendance. That's all the information I collected.
I really got to get out to the Super Wrestler Show. How long have you been to one yet? Or because of bowling, you haven't been able to make it?
Yeah, bowling does interfere with Super Wrestling.
Gotcha. Again, guys, make sure you go out. It is this Sunday, March 10th at the Concord Music Hall. Again, 2047 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Tickets are $25. It's a 21 and over show. Doors open at 6, bell time at 7. If you go for anything, go for Nolan the fucking wizard. Sounds like that dude sounds like he knows what he's doing.
I think so. Sounds like a wizard.
Sounds like a fucking wizard. We got a couple more minutes before our guest host is available. And then we'll dive into some Rocket Pro Wrestling and all that shit. Real quick, I won the AEW predictions. So, of course you did. I don't know why you keep saying that as if somehow I'm able to rig this.
But, you have your ways. Don't you have people?
Yeah, I think what it was is I called up Khan. I'm like, hey man, listen to my show and just roll with what I got. And then he has to come back. He's like, well, listen, man, I can't give FTR the win, but I could give everyone else the win too. And I was like, solid. So, but then he lied to me because Sting did win his match. So, all in all, though, we didn't do that bad. I got two wrong. Jay got 4 wrong, Pac-Man got 5 wrong, and you got 5 wrong. So really, we didn't do that bad. No. I just won. And you know what? The only thing that would... Here's the thing. It got to a certain point because I was, you know, kind of looking at the results throughout the night, and it came down to one match left because there was there were 3 matches where we agreed on the same opponent. So it came down to the Storm, what the fuck is her name? Peraza, whatever. It came down to that. If DJ won, if Peraza won and DJ was the only person that picked her, if he won, we would have tied. But because Storm won, I won. So, boom. Take that victory. Also, I guess a little side note thing, and obviously this isn't the other show, so we don't really talk about the televised stuff. I heard rumors that they finally announced a Hall of Fame inductee.
Yep.
And it is Paul Heyman, right?
It is Paul Heyman.
How do you feel about that?
I like it.
I think it's great. It seems weird. I mean, I guess it's not weird anymore, considering Hall of Famers are still wrestling and all that shit. But, like... Is this like a Hall of Fame induction because he's close to calling it a career, or what do you think? Why do you think now is the time?
It could be that he is calling it, or they're just running out of pop, or maybe because people have just been wanting it for so long.
Yeah. Obviously, one of the things that people speculate for Hall of Fame is who is going to the Hall of Fame, but there's also speculation on who's going to induct the Hall of Famers. Everyone makes it seem like it's going to be CM Punk.
Yeah, and I can see that, but if it's not him, it's got to be somebody from ECW who is relevant.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And maybe I'd say it could be Tommy Dreamer or Mick Foley.
What about that, who's the commentator? Not Todd.
Joey Styles.
Joey Styles could do it. If not Punk, if not Dreamer, I think Joey Styles could do it. Is Terry Funk still alive? Did he die?
He did.
Terry Funk died? Oh, man. I guess he can't do it.
But we did talk about it on the show.
Dude, I don't fucking remember. I don't remember the word that fucking Kyle's. I barely remember Kyle's fucking name, for God's sake. I listened to their show. I don't remember the word that he said. In my mind, I keep hearing the word patchouli. You know, but okay, yeah, okay. So Terry Funk died. Okay. Tommy Dreamer, CM Punk. I think Joey Styles could do it too. Sonny's in jail. Can't be her. Yeah, I guess they won't have Sandman in. He probably won't have him there, not Sabu. Yeah.
Maybe. Be the talker, though.
Yeah, not Taz. Maybe
Rob Van Dam.
RVD would be a good one, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see it. My guess is probably just end up being on CM Punk. That's my guess, anyways, but, I mean... We'll see. I mean, that's one announcement, and we're within 30 days of WrestleMania.
That's about right. Usually, end of February and first week of March, that's when they normally start it.
Dude, but I remember like them making announcements of like Royal Rumble or even the Elimination Chamber time, or I guess No Way Out by then. Like usually they throw something out. Also, it's... How do you feel about the fact that instead of, like, you know, announcing them on the shows, now they're being announced on social medias and, like, news outlets and shit?
They're pushing social media hard.
Yeah.
But I So my internet went out. Did you catch that?
I did. I saw you not say or move for a good couple of seconds there. I just played it off like maybe the recording will be fine, but we'll see. We'll find out. Internet sucks, dude. No matter how much you pay for internet, it's dog shit.
I just haven't had this many problems in a long time.
Yeah, you got Comcast?
Fucking first night in the new place, and you know, going through hell. Hell, the hotel worked better than my old house.
But you know what? You're here, and that's what matters. That's the only thing I care about is the fact that you showed up. Because guess what? Pac-Man didn't.
Well, just in case, no one heard what I said.
No one heard what you said.
I missed the days that they announced it on Raw or SmackDown.
I do too. 100%. Yeah. And also, I liked it because, like, when they did the announcements on, like, Raw or SmackDown, it also came, like, with, like, a video vignette. Like, a little, like... I still remember when Mick Foley was announced into the Hall of Fame in his video, they did, oh, God, who was the band? Need to Breathe was the... They used one of their songs, and I'm a huge Need to Breathe fan. Christian rock is definitely one of my genres of music I love, and I love that they used that one. But I miss video vignettes. I miss them doing that shit, and I'm guessing they'll probably do one for Smack or for Raw today and everything, and they'll probably still do it, but I still just miss the idea that they're announcing that shit. So
I know who it won't be.
Terry Funk.
Well, besides that, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, come on, don't be shitting on Brock Lesnar. Definitely won't be Brock Lesnar, that's for sure.
Okay. Or Vince McMahon.
Oh, God. Dude, that dude can't even get into his own fucking Hall of Fame now.
Nah, idiot.
Nah. All right. I don't know where this dude is at, but we're going to give it a shot. I'm going to see if maybe he'll be available, maybe not, but I'm going to put in some effort here and see if I call him into here. Oh, wait. I'm doing this ass backwards. Got to go here, click on here, and it looks like he's away. Who knows? We'll find out. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. We'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah, you know, like I said, if he shows up, he shows up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Just, you know, because, and I'm guessing you can see it here, right? Like, is it showing up in your screen who I'm calling?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, that won't spoil the surprise. Because that way, if he doesn't show up, then I was just lying the entire time. I do that a lot. Go listen to my other podcast. I do that quite often. I gotta tell you though, he has a pretty sweet fucking picture on that for being like a year old.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Wally, wait.
Yeah.
I have to clap back at Mr. Dizzle J. How dare he say that Damian Saint's the better general manager? Because the fans say otherwise.
Yeah, and I did accidentally say Damian Saint when I was
trying you to did. Talk.
The way you're welcoming me into this damn podcast talking about Saint, that I want no part of it.
Tell you what, you can stay if you turn your phone sideways.
Oh, I can't turn. I literally just walked in the door. Can you maybe give a brother 8 seconds?
Not really, not one bit.
I thought this was like audio, not video. I still have to get out of my clothes and nobody wants that smoke.
Oh, well, dude, we've been putting out video podcasts all season.
Well, this is not working for me. This is absolutely. I'm filing a grievance with the podcast union. Is there a podcast union?
Yeah. Just send your email to freaknetstudios@yahoo.com.
All right. Let me just. Okay. Hello. Welcome to JFW Podcast. I'm your guest host, Steve.
Until you turn your phone sideways, I'm not acknowledging you. There we go. Oh my God. God.
There's the man.
Now you don't look like a newbie. Jesus.
Well, I usually do stuff on the computer, not my phone. So that's why I'm a little new to this.
I got you, man. Hey, I mean, when was the last time you were on my show? When we had our kind of coming of peace moment?
Yeah, I think it was pretty much the last time I was there. But you've grown in leaps and bounds. There's JFW. There's JFIW. There is no
JFIW. Do you realize that now Fourth Mother Box is saying that shit because of you?
But I thought you were showing me a graphic.
Dude, okay, I'm going to explain
this. Just freaking independent wrestling. You're going to corner the market.
I'm going to explain this one more time. And now that you're here, you can understand it. When you look at minor league baseball, their logo is MILB. But they don't say MILB. They just call it minor league baseball. That's all it is. I just put an I in there so people know the difference between the televised wrestling podcast.
I understand.
And yeah.
Come and on. By the way, Travis, you are looking well.
Well, I have a bright light on me. So.
Well, what you are doing, you know, with your diet and exercise, it shows. I haven't seen you in a minute. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. Most people like to go on social media and talk about me having great tits. I'm glad you're more of a respectful person.
Well, that listen, was... from someone who has experienced body shaming since the 70s, I don't, you know, we all are different shapes and sizes, my friend. But 100%. You look well. You look healthy, and I'm pleased.
Thanks, man. I started my keto diet. I am currently down 10 pounds from when I started. So
that I'm is fantastic to... progress. Many more to come, hopefully.
Thanks. I hope so, too. And plus, you know, trimming the beard up a little bit definitely helped out, too. I don't look like a homeless man, so.
You've got that country singer, maybe like an opening act country singer guy. Right. Like, maybe you're not the main bill, but you're definitely opening for Travis Tritt.
Yeah, I'm more like a Colt Ford or something, yeah.
Whatever works. I mean, you could be Luke Bryan someday. You could be headlining Wrigley. It's not out of pocket.
If I put my beanie cap on, I could probably Luke Bryan it up, yeah.
I don't doubt it for a moment.
Steve, you came on here at the perfect time, though, because we're just about ready to start Rocket Pro Wrestling.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the fourth Mother Box and their savagery. That picture they had of Nubby dead in the corner is one of the funniest, greatest things I've ever seen in my life. Those guys are podcast wizards because that is priceless. To get that picture, that moment, and have that be your moniker for a show... That is savage fuckery. I'm all for it. That's fantastic. My love for the, not at your expense, Turtle. I'm very sad that it happened to you, but they used it in such timely, spectacular fashion that could be a meme forever.
I expect nothing less from them guys anyways.
So. Man, they are deliciously savage.
That could win the Nova for Photobomb of the Year.
Hell yes, that it was amazing, and they're talking innocently about it. It's a beautiful moment with Kaylee's draped over the ropes, and there's Turtle dead. It's like a beautiful shiny Maserati's driving down the street over the roadkill. It's a magic moment until you realize it's not so magic.
Dude, okay, so you both, you know, work a lot with Rocket Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
When is women's wrestling coming to Rocket Pro?
Well, that, you know, that is a very frequently asked question. I get that a lot, not only from the fans, but from a lot of the female athletes that I know. Mm-hmm. And it would be very easy to make about 6 phone calls and, assuming schedules lined up, have a women's division that would rival any promotion very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, Rocket Pro, see, the thing about Rocket Pro being as story driven as they are, the story arcs and all the stuff is planned for the long term. So a lot of stuff is planned months, years in advance. So Even if they wanted to bring in change very quickly, the way they do the booking and the way they do the story writing, you know, they're in it for the long game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I have no business, you know, in a ring anyway, but my story is now picking back up from last year to a certain extent, because now, you know, obviously after Saturday, you know, me and Joey are going down the path again. And it's going to be a little different this time, and it's going to be a little more violent. And, you know, he seems pretty eager to call his shot here. But again, I've only been in the ring a handful of times, but I've never been in a match like this. But that's not the question. The question is, when is women's wrestling coming to Rocket Pro? It has been there in small doses. I am hoping now, with Kaylee waving the banner, that might accelerate things, because there are many, many well-established, successful superstars that would come immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I know Sierra would jump at a chance to work there, as Joey Avalon would love to come back. So you have one of the best women working today. And I mean, on TV, wherever you go, there aren't many women wrestling right now that can hold a candle to what Sierra is doing and has done. And when you bring in a Sierra, you might see a Maggie Lee, you might see a Heather Reckless, you might see a Missa Kate. You know, I don't even know if it's outside the realm of possibility that Sky might come down to Joliet. I mean, you know, she works at the promotions that bring in big crowds. And, you know, I would put Rocket's crowd up against anybody right now. I mean, there were over 500 people in that venue this past Saturday night. It was rocking.
100%. Yeah. And that's the one thing, like, I always thought about, like, because, I mean, the idea of women's wrestling has been, you know, through the airwaves in a sense for Rocket Pro Wrestling. It's been talked about, but never discussed, you know. And for me, I'm still an outsider to Rocket Pro Wrestling. Yeah, I commentated once, I rang a bell once, you know, but I'm still like the outside perspective of Rocket Pro Wrestling. So you hear people kind of mumble about it, but never actually discuss it. But I think Rocket Pro is in a great position with you two as far as your work with CSW and them having probably one of the biggest women's divisions in the Midwest. You know, they put on more women's matches than anybody else, you know, and there's only a few who does it. SCW, CSW, IPW, once in a while, they'll have like intergender matches, I guess Wrestle League, but you know, nobody really does women's matches anymore. And Rocket Pro could jump on that. And with you guys, in a sense, being an ambassador to that, being able to be that go-between the women at CSW and Rocket Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, you can't forget Freelance. I mean, with what Chaz McKenzie and Kylie returning, I mean, that is, with Kylie back, you know, it's just a matter of time before her and Sky renew their very fun rivalry. So, I mean, you know, between AAW is a place that Sky frequents. Yeah. I mean, wherever she goes, she'll draw the biggest names in the area, no doubt, because everybody wants to work with her because of the phenomenal work. And let's applaud that for a moment. Her shift in character arc has given her way more TV time, and she's doing fantastic. So as we all knew she would. I mean, this is not a surprise. We've been working with her long enough to know that she's the real deal. And at least now the world is waking up to what we've known for years.
Yeah. Well, Sky Blue was on the pre-show of AEW Revolution. So, I mean, that's a fantastic stepping stone. And Dreamwave also puts on women's matches. I don't want.
Dreamwave does. You know, Jay at Dreamwave bringing that back to what it's doing right now. We had Jay Repsol on the Power Hour last year, right before some of the big stuff happened. And, you know, he has done incredible work, you know. Yeah. And when he brought Hades in to fight Rose, I mean, that is Dreamwave history right there. So, you know, he has got the wrestling acumen and the IQ, and he's had it all along. And now Dreamwave, you know, is going to sell out, you know, monthly because they're that good. And they have a whole show that's women's wrestling. They you know, kind of like Glow. I mean, they're right up there.
Yeah, I saw their updated calendar, and I believe they're having 4 or 5 all women shows like the night before their regular scheduled shows. And I think that's fantastic. You know, there's so much women talent in here. In the Midwest, that everyone could be putting on women's matches and shit. So,
and hopefully, we got young people all over the place. I mean, right now, Maggie Lee hasn't been around all that long, but boy, is she a hot commodity. And you could say the same thing about Amina Belmont. You could say the same thing about Lily La Pescadita. You know, she is everywhere. She's on NWA Friday night when I go to Highland Park. Lily will be there as part of featured talent at NWA Chicago. So, you know, they're out there. There's plenty of women out there that would love opportunities and should get them. Because I don't know if you've seen some of the CSW women's matches. Maggie Lee is for real. She is that good. And she won't be not on TV very long because you could just tell. There are wrestlers you can just tell that have a high ceiling, and she is one of them.
I was hoping, and obviously with March 23rd coming around, the Mr. Bill show with SCW, CSW, and POW kind of coming together for that. my expectations were that we were going to get some of the CSW women out to that show. Now, not all the matches have been finalized. More are coming out on a weekly basis.
Well, Lily's going to be a part of that.
Well, I know they're going to do the six-man tag. I know that.
Lily's one of the six.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was hoping for, you know, at least a couple of women's matches. But again, there could be more. I don't, there's no finalized match as of right now.
Yeah, they've got, boy, that Mr. Bill show is shaping up to be great. You know, it's funny. I worked at CSW. I still work at CSW. Mm-hmm. I worked at SCW.
You're the general manager there, right?
No, not anymore. That's TJ Steele. I was one time.
You're general manager. You're the general manager at Crash Tested.
No, that is no longer true.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not only did I lose to Cameron after Cameron cheated, there is no Crash Tested right now.
Remember, he lost both jobs in one weekend.
That's right.
Anything worth doing is worth doing big.
That's right. My memory's not that great. That's right.
So I worked for SCW for a long time.
Yes.
And you know, indirectly, I worked with POW for quite a while during the POW War. You know, mm-hmm. I went up and I was part of Wrestle Rage when Riccolo and I squared off in the ring before the main event. So I've worked for all those companies, and I've been working with these people for a long time. Nobody ever said, hey, Steve, want to do this? I got snubbed from the Mr. Bill show.
You can't be there.
Roller derby starts late. I could come and be a part. I could be a guy that introduces Mr. Riccolo. There are a number of, and even if I can't do it, I think it still would have been nice to be asked.
Well, I'm just speaking for myself. I believe SCW is under the impression that your last show at SCW was the last show at SCW.
But this is not an SCW show per se.
This is okay. Yeah, I can't really answer that without sounding like a dick move. But yes, in a sense, I could get you a part of the show if you really want to be.
You're misunderstanding me. I'm fine. It's good. I just I thought maybe someone would say, hey. What would you like to be a part of this thing? That's it.
I could make some phone calls, dude. I can get you a part.
Because it doesn't matter at this point. It's after the horse is out of the barn, bro. Which is fine.
It's fine. We'll talk when the show's over.
There are people that make these decisions.
Yeah.
And it speaks volumes. I'll say that. So I'm just gonna leave it there.
If you hear the conversations I have with Nubby and Pac-Man off air, you'd understand that you and I are kind of in the same boat on this.
Well, and that's fine. I'll be in whatever boat they want to push me out to sea in. But you know what?
The Viking funeral.
The work and the effort was always 1,000%, even though the pay wasn't always commensurate with the work and the effort. So a little pat on the back and, hey, we got this big thing coming. How would you like to, even if I couldn't do it, it would have been nice to have been, hey, you know what? We'd love you to be a part of this.
It's always nice to be asked.
You've been a part of all these companies.
Yeah.
I'm not being bitter. I'm just saying it's funny.
I got you, man. I understand that it's just nice to be asked and, you know, the offer presented. I 100% understand that.
When you think you do good work and you think you've been a value to somebody for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very well documented why I left SCW. Because I had to take the opportunity this year for roller derby more seriously. Because that thing is growing leaps and bounds. And I'm directly a part of it. Like, I am in it vested.
Well, roller derby was the reason you were almost done completely in wrestling, except for Rocket Pro, right?
Exactly, because it's just and last year, you know, because I wanted to participate in, you know, the shows that Jeff had, you know, I missed a few bouts because I wanted to be loyal and I wanted to be a good soul. Whoever Jeff is, Jeff is some guy. I wanted this mythical, logical figure named Jeff. I wanted to be a loyal soldier.
The board member.
Wanted to be a loyal soldier to the board.
I worked to give
it. And I missed a couple of events that it is what it is. You can't be in all places at one time. But, you know, like I said, a big event like this, you know, even when Dynamic ran their big thing at the Congress Theater, what not the Congress, whatever that place is in Schaumburg where they ran that big event that had almost 1,000 people. W was there. You know, I wasn't
about,
exactly
you're talking about Willowbrook.
Yeah, was it Willowbrook? Is that where it was?
Yeah.
It was DWA, ARW, SCW, LWF. I mean, it was a big production. Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, I we were fresh out of the jaws of GPW, the powers that be said, hey, we'd love you to do commentary for this. And I did, because I didn't have anything else. I was happy to do it. Sure. But I was asked. And even if I couldn't do it, it was nice to be asked.
I get it, man. I get it.
But that's neither here nor there. That has nothing to do with Rocket Pro.
I can only speak for me, but I believe I can also speak for a lot of the talent and everything that you would always be welcome back to SCW.
I appreciate that. And like I said, yeah. I didn't leave because I don't like it. I left because I had to do. This is an opportunity I couldn't refuse.
Absolutely. What time does
just like Friday night start? Is an opportunity I couldn't refuse. You know, there are just certain things that come your way that even if you're already committed to something, people just have to understand this might be a once in a lifetime shot. You got to take your shot.
What's Friday night?
NWA Chicago.
Oh,
so I get to have those magical three letters by my name for at least a night.
There you go, man.
I'm showcasing my ring announcing for a much broader audience. So hopefully I don't suck.
What time does Roller Derby start on the 23rd?
Roller Derby, the show starts at 8. I can get there as late as like 7:30, 7:40. So if my thought is that, okay, you know, of course Riccolo is going to be the ring announcer. You know, Riccolo is a god. He inspires even me. But I thought maybe they'd say, why don't we get Steve to come out and pump the crowd up and introduce Riccolo? Then he's a part of it. He can work for 20 minutes and then he can go. Listen, Steve. The Titanic has sailed. We are heading out across the port.
First off, the Titanic didn't sink. A sister ship of the Titanic was
right. I'm not sinking, motherfucker.
So listen. I have an idea based on things you were saying. I just want to run it by some people, see what they think. Just give me.
I don't want you to run these things by these people should have said, hey.
For love of God, I have 40 minutes to say this and then run through Rocket Pro. This isn't the power hour.
Let's do it. Let's go to Rocket Pro. Let's talk about it.
Listen, real quick. I have an idea. Just keep an open mind about it if I can make it happen. Because I would love for you to be there. Because through my perspective, Roller Derby wasn't 8 o'clock. I never knew what time Roller Derby started, but the fact you said 8 o'clock, I think I could come up with something that may work, and I would love for you to do if we could just talk about it. So don't say no to it. Just open minded.
I will honor your wishes at least for the moment, at least for the duration of this broadcast.
Yeah. Just don't say no right away. Let me see if I could ask a question. And then we'll go from there. But I do want to talk about Rocket Pro because I heard it was a pretty epic night. I was not there, and I only saw certain things on certain lives. So I wanted Steve to be here because obviously Steve is in front of the action the entire time. He could kind of share the things that maybe Nubby won't be able to see being in the back, but also because Steve
and being roadkill in the ring.
You were part of a segment, and I want to kind of talk about that, too. So here's the thing. We are at 40 – that's a lie. We're at 37 minutes before we hit the two-hour mark, and I got to shut this off. But if we go beyond that, I'll just stop this recording and then start up a new one. So it'll be okay. So we're not going
to
run
– if I'm here for 40 minutes, I'm going to end up divorced. So it's time to rapid-fire this shit.
Not my marriage.
That's fair.
Okay, so let's start it out. Go ahead, Nubby. This is you now.
Oh, shit. Okay. So So now I gotta pull those up. I gotta pull that up.
Come on, pull your roadkill self together.
Okay, well, did the show open with the Circle
of Wings?
That opened up. Steve, you're a part of that. Tell me about it.
All right, so the first segment for Shamrock Showdown was the Ringmaster's Funhouse. And the Ringmaster had me and Shelly as his guests. For me to be in that ring in Joliet, in that building, in a ring with the Ringmaster of the Three Rings, that's bucket list stuff, because I full well remember the Three Rings from Blitz, and I remember all the LWF stuff. So to be in the ring with that guy, even though he, you know, made many a cheeseburger reference, and you know, there was some body shaming going on, made a couple of jokes about my ass, I'm not mad about it, because I was just glad to be in the ring with the Ringmaster. That is hallowed ground, and I will have that moment with me forever. That's like, you know, sitting on commentary when Billy Gunn called me an idiot. Wasn't my desired result, but I have that moment that I'll never forget. So we're in the ring, and he's asking us all sorts of questions, you know, about, you know, who we are, what we do, and what about the idols? And I'm like, and I finally get a chance to respond, and Shelly responded to a couple, I responded to a couple, and I'm like, Ringmaster, we're no longer worried about the idols. The idols have been crushed. Every time they come at us, we defeat them. Every time things go face-to-face, we handle our business. The idols are not a threat. They're destroyed. Pac-Man destroyed the idols. I've destroyed the idols. We've had the idols. We're more worried about the undeniable right now, because the undeniable are running amok.
Yeah, hold on a second. You're paraphrasing, right? Because you never really said Pac-Man destroyed the idols, right?
I didn't say that part, but it's true. The idols have been destroyed by many people.
You know that's not true.
Pac-Man was instrumental in the dismantling of the Fabulous Idols.
Pac-Man dropped an elbow on a knocked-out dude that got hit in the face with a bat.
Look, I was there. You don't want to hear it. You don't need to. You don't like it because, you know, you and him are somehow mortal enemies. I mean,
me and Pac-Man? Dude, I love Pac-Man.
Your relationship is straight out of Yellowstone with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is one of my favorite idiots in this whole fucking world. He is the better idiot, truly. T-shirt available at tpublic.com. But
you and Pac-Man are like Rip and Jamie from Yellowstone. That's where that's at.
The thing is, though, I can't honestly look at Pac-Man and say, if it wasn't for you, that match would have been a loss. He didn't do anything.
Well, the thing is, he was involved in it. Because of him, it happened. Now, certainly Flash and Johnny Nye and C-Red were the instruments of the destruction. But if Pac-Man hadn't been attacked, you never would have had it. And he did drop the elbow. He did use the old style. So, like it or don't like it, Pac-Man's an idol killer.
Dude, it was entertaining, but he is not an idol killer.
He is an idol killer. Entertaining, you can't take it away from him. Turtle left! Turtle's gone! He's supposed to ask the questions. He's gone! What kind of podcast are you running here?
Dude, I wish I fucking knew.
What's happening on JFW?
You listen to this show. You know how fucking life is over here. I'll pull this up. I know he just moved into his new place and his internet's all wonky, but let me see.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Poor Turtle has gone through hell in a handcart. We were just glad to have him there on Saturday.
As we were
talking about the Ringmaster, or talking with the Ringmaster, and I said, you know what? We no longer are worried about the idols. We're more worried about the undeniable. The music played, and out come Joey and Roxy doing Joey and Roxy things. And they got in the ring, and they postured, and they preened, and they did all the nonsense that they do. Mm-hmm. And what it came down to is they challenged us to a match for their titles in April at Spring Break. You know, we've had their belts now for a minute, almost a year. So I'm getting up in that Roman Reigns territory. No, I'm not. But that's...
You're like off by like 900 days, dude.
That's okay. That's okay. It's still a long time. I'm sure it's the longest. You know, Joey had the longest title reign, but you know, it's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. But that's neither here nor there. So we have the challenge, oh, yeah. And it is a Texas tornado match. Mm-hmm. No DQ. Falls count anywhere, or I don't know if they count anywhere, but there's a lot of shenanigans. I mean, it's not a wrestling match. So maybe it helps me, maybe it hurts me, but you know, he could bring a chair to the ring. We could end up, you know, wrestling outside. I mean, there could be chaos everywhere. I can tell you this. When spring break comes after, and he challenged us, and when it comes, you know, I'm not out to win a belt or retain a title. I'm out to remove him from Rocket Pro permanently. I'm out to, you know, do my best to make sure he never comes back. Now, I'm not going to touch Roxy. That's Shelly's department. You know, I have every reason to, because our little segment ended with Joey trying to punch me. I blocked his punch and then knocked his ass right out of the ring. I mean, literally right out of the ring. One punch knocked him, collapsed him like a Budweiser lawn chair. And then Shelly and then Roxy jumps on Shelly, and I have to pull Roxy off by her hair. And I check on Shelly to make sure he's okay. And I turn around to confront Roxy. The bitch slapped me so hard, she knocked my sunglasses into the third row. I got hit and I saw my glasses launch. They shine brightly in the lights, and then they were gone. But the good news is, after the show was over, a young fan returned my glasses. She's like, I was in the third row, and I caught them.
Dude, I feel bad that that happened.
I have a bruise where my glasses were. Her shot didn't hurt me, but my glasses exiting my face left a bruise.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Pac-Man had here. Is a challenge for Joey and Roxy title, Texas Tornado, anything goes. Shelly accepted, Steve brawls, Roxy slaps Steve.
Mm. Yep. And that was that was the end of that, and it's going to end for good, one way or the other. Yeah. My plan is I am going to beat Joey to the point where Joey can't get up. I am going to take him from that ring, and I am going to wear his ass out all over the city of Joliet.
Spring break
take him to the ice cream shop and dunk his face in the soft serve. I might take him to Mariska's and jam some beef down his. I'm going to do all sorts of heinous things to him because it's not a wrestling match. I don't have to hit clotheslines. I don't have to hit spears. I don't have to do splashes. I just have to kick his fucking ass all over Joliet, and believe me, I'll do it.
Whose idea was it for the Texas Tornado Anything Goes match?
It certainly wasn't my idea. I didn't want a match. There's no reason for a match. Here, you want your belt back? Take it. It means nothing. They're calling it the most famous intergender title match in the history. I'm like, dude, what crack are you smoking? You called up a belt dude and said, here, make these. You earned nothing.
Well, at least not when he listens. He can hate someone more than just me. So.
Well, hey, you know what? Joey and I have bad blood, and we've had bad blood a while, and now we may spill a little bit of that bad blood here in April.
Gotcha. Nubby, are you back and good now?
I'm hoping so.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's see what happened after the Ringmaster. First of all, did you guys ever figure out who set this up, this Ringmaster thing? Because nobody's taking credit for it.
That's the way the three rings work. I mean, they want things, and then they just magically transpire.
Gotcha. I will say this. Just think about it. Who? One of the guests is a co-owner. So,
I mean, Shelly's got all the clout. I mean, Shelly has more power than Saint and Turtle combined. And she, if she chooses, could overrule everything.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about overruling, because let's talk about some of the things that happened and try to figure out what could have been overruled and what couldn't been. Go ahead, Nubby. What was the first match?
We had Koa, Gunner, and Shaq taking on the Undeniable, but it wasn't exactly the match I put together. Because one of the members of Undeniable that I did put in the match did a no-call, no-show.
Yeah, I heard
and that was Skylar Reed.
Yeah,
bitch was scared. Bitch was pissing in his pants. I'd have been pissing in my pants, too. You've got Schultz and the Kings of the Six fighting Gunnar Brave, Shaq Jordan, and Cole Laxamana. That is a recipe for an ass-whipping. There is no universe ever that those three beat those other three. Ever. Under any circumstance, in any stipulation, you could pin the arms behind the back of all three. Koa and Shaq and Gunner could go in with no arms and still whip the holy shit out of those three.
You know what I love about this moment right now, Steve? Is you're telling me that you better not be here for 20 more minutes, and yet you talked more than anybody else, which I love, don't get me wrong. But I'm really excited to hear all this all over again tomorrow night.
I'm giving you your money's worth. And I have to go, I'll just walk out.
Listen, man, and I understand 100%. I want to be able to get your reactions to the entire card.
All right. I'll just let you roll. I'll just sit here.
No,
How dare you book such a lopsided match? There was only one way that could go.
It wasn't really lopsided. It was, you know, given Undeniable their come uppings, and there's a lot of history between all six of these guys. So, but Skylar Reed didn't show up, but somebody subbed in, and I immediately laughed when I heard.
It was the Undertaker Saint.
The Undertaker
come out in a black, it looked like a black defrocked priest with purple gloves.
It's one of those things that you can't say no to because you just want to see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. But how was the match?
When the match started, it was Shaq versus Damian Saint. And I'm just like, what is happening here? There's nothing on commentary you can say. It's ridiculous. He looked like the Undertaker, which is usually Schultz. And Shaq was licking his chops. Shaq was going to pin him in 6 seconds, and then he ran away. Go ahead, Turtle.
Oh, yeah. He definitely ran away. I mean, I'll give him his due. He did do a nice code breaker. But other than that...
A broken watch is right twice a day, Nubby.
Yeah. Squirrel can grab nuts from afar anytime, I guess.
We all know Damian Saint loves nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I know if we know Saint by now, there's always a catch, if you will.
Oh, shut up. Stop re-onning me. Don't re-on me.
Maddie, fire that D2 and you're throwing out fucking re-on quotes. Okay, so Damian Saint took the place of Skylar Reed. Clearly, this was a self-decision on his own. It's not something you booked, so it's not your fault that he was in that situation. I guess comparatively, you know, did he do well? Because I've never seen Damian Saint have a match. I didn't even know he wrestled.
It's been 6 years.
Okay, gotcha.
To say there was ring rust, the way I referred to it on commentaries, hey, you remember that scene in The Wizard of Oz where it rained and the Tin Man tried to move? That's pretty much what we had there. And then they oiled him up and he did one code breaker, game over.
If I can sum up his performance, other than the code breaker, he was a typical bitch the entire match.
So, there was nothing typical about that.
Who won?
Well, Undeniable did win due to a miscommunication error.
Who got the pin?
It was Devin August, Dollar Store Wolverine.
Gotcha. So, hey, at least it wasn't Damian Saint getting the victory then. I mean, obviously,
it was
his
that
team
weird
won.
Doctor Strange universe. Where Peggy Carter was Captain America and Cyborg was Wolverine. That's what that was.
So instead of Marvel's What If, you're looking at RPW's What the Fuck?
I actually call it Marvel's Please Don't.
Solid. So, because we talked about last week about how, like, we're, in my opinion, I'm not saying us, but in my opinion, this was more Koa getting revenge because, in my mind, Brave and Jordan are going to be more focused on championships. And the two guys that I didn't think were 100% focused end up causing the victory for the team.
Well, Shaq and Gunner are very physical, and they do a lot of very unconventional maneuvers. And if you don't hit them right, the risk of collateral damage is high. And that's, I mean, he was going for the, I guess you would call it almost like a huluva kick.
Okay.
And he missed, the guy ducked, and he knocked out Shaq. Now, also remember that since, I mean, Gunner is the briefcase holder, but mm-hmm. since Gunner has separated himself from the idols and become the hero Gunner, he hasn't exactly lit the world up as far as victories. So it makes me wonder, I mean, he missed it. It was clearly a miss. But is Gunner all there? Is he reverting back to a different Gunner? These are the things that happen when somebody is going through a bit of a change. So I'll be interested to see what happens in the future between Shaq and Gunner. It all seemed like it was water under the bridge after the match. But you know how that stuff, you're going to see the video, that you're going to see the footage. And when everybody sees the footage, when it comes up on the screen, Shaq may take a different perspective. You could have stopped. You didn't need to hit me, but you did. Gunner can say, well, you know what? Tough luck, bitch. You got hit. You should have moved. So you don't know what kind of animosity is going to break out when they see the footage. But like I said, anything can happen.
I haven't seen the footage. I haven't seen anything of this. But if I had to take my guess, I believe it was intentional.
Well, that, you know, again, we did speculate for a time, but they hugged it out at the end. Now that was a nice cupcake moment for the fans, but you know we don't know what happened backstage. So anything can happen.
The thing is, because, and again, I haven't been around Rocket Pro as much as you guys have, so I don't know the Gunner Brave story. I think when I walked in, I think the first match I saw with Gunner Brave in it. It was a 6-man tag against, or maybe an 8-man tag. I think it was the one that you were in against the idols, Nubby. Like, he was like a mystery partner or some shit like that. Am I getting that right?
Nah.
What was the match where somebody was a mystery partner against the idols? It was maybe a year and a half or so ago.
Dude, I'm 53. I'm lucky. Okay. I remember what I had for lunch.
I'll have to look. I'll have to look it up, and I'll
look in the annals. Do a little research.
I'll go back on YouTube. It was, you know, it was at Christmas Chaos in 2022. I remember because that was my first show there. You walked by me in your stupid sweater, and there's a picture of me pointing at you and laughing. There was some kind of like 8-man tag or some shit, and I'm pretty sure Gunner Brave was the surprise, like, partner.
I mean, that certainly sounds like it could have happened, but I don't remember it.
Didn't he get beat up and kicked out of the idols?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think maybe it wasn't Christmas Chaos, but I remember this happening. And in my mind, it's like, you know, he, for me at that time, he was the rising star, the up-and-comer in Rock and Pro Wrestling. Shaq Jordan is now that rising star and up-and-comer in Rock and Pro Wrestling. He's the one that's been getting all the title shots against Stone. At least, what, two, maybe three? But I think it was just two. So maybe there's a little jealousy from Gunner Brave in that sense.
Entirely possible. What's tragic is the main event for Spring Break has been set. It's a double main event. But one of the matches is a title rematch between Aaron Stone and Steve Michaels. And though Stone deserves a rematch, and we'll talk about that as we go, I kind of feel like Koa deserves that shot after what Michaels did last month to him and Kay Lee. So I feel like Koa might have gotten a little shafted there. But I mean, there's a rematch clause. You're gonna get your rematch. But I hope, I certainly hope that maybe by the finale, Koa gets a title shot because. You know, he's beloved by the Rocket faithful, and I feel like they would really enjoy him with a title shot. Mr. GM,
Koa had a title shot in a triple threat match, didn't he?
Doesn't matter. Triple threat is not an individual title match. Wait. And if Michaels beats Stone again, and Michaels takes that title into Kicks on 66, if Koa doesn't get that match, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but Koa had the number one contendership opportunity, and he lost to Michaels last in February. So
because of what they did to Kalis.
But it was during a match, so, I mean, all is fair, man.
I don't feel like that was very fair.
She knows the risk being out there, though.
Like, okay, so you're going to go there. Let's not do Jody Foster and the Accused, okay? Let's not go there.
Nubby, what was the next match, bro?
That's right. Ruffer just said a little too close to Travis's house.
This is all Freaknet Studios.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
Freaknet Studios, collectively, we're all good. We're all kumbaya on here. I'm not going to argue with Steve. I will not. I disagree with him. I'm not going to argue with him. Okay.
Moving on.
Nubby, what's the next match, brother?
So I don't know if this was the exact order, but we'll just go in the actual order. You're that
you're
the GM,
for Christ's sake. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. Oh, wait.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, you got logged out.
It did.
So that was actually 12 minutes ago, but hey, it's whatever.
Who's counting?
Hey, I can't
count. Travis, apparently.
Oh yeah, because of 2 hours, we're gonna have a fucking problem.
And we're gonna find out why I'm just a stupid turtle. So, so the next match on this list here, via the Pac-Man, it was Youth Gone Wild taking on Joseph Von Jaeger and a mystery partner.
We can make this really quick.
Go ahead, Steve. Make it quick.
Youth Gone Wild suck. JVJ was screwed when Aztec Ammunition named his partner. The dude never tagged in, and JVJ got assaulted by Youth Gone Wild, the end.
But wait, who was the mystery partner?
It was
DeSavio.
Yeah.
Is that the guy he's having issues with?
Yes.
Yep. Obviously, it's got same great name great. Written on.
Solid mystery partner.
Same.
He had better his luck name if all over I'd that. Been his mystery partner.
Oh, jeez, man. That
At
sucks.
Least I would have tagged in and gotten my ass kicked for a few minutes and give him a break.
But you can't say you're surprised by that, though.
Oh, no. Not with this Molotov GM cocktail that we got. It's like the general manager tennis. Serve volley. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
But. After Sasapio left, it wasn't essentially it turned into a handicap match, but Von Jaeger got the win.
Yes,
granted,
very fortunate.
Granted, some music played and it distracted Joe Heisman. See now
Joe
I got it. I'm calling him Joe. See now I'm screwing up again. It seems like Youth Gone Wild is screwing my head because I screwed up there.
Don't admit that I'm screwing you, brother. That's just weird.
Yeah, whatever. So Tom Heisman and Jay. The flywheel guy. Yeah, Travis's buddy.
The flywheel guy. What's going on here?
The guy had issues
with. Are you
drunk, yeah.
Nubby? Yeah. Are you drunk?
That's why he had to jump off. He had to go take a quick shot.
He had to go fill his whiskey glass.
So Tom Heisman and Rat J Flywheel were distracted by music, which happened
what,
to
what
be.
What about Matt Creed? I'm pretty sure he was there, too.
Would you see? You interrupt. This is why Rachel wants to slap you sometimes.
That's fair.
So it was the final level of music.
We don't talk about Rachel here.
And that allowed Von Jaeger to get the victory roll on Creed. And he hightailed out of there like a smart man. And then after that, Youth Gone Wild were pissed. They tried to hold the show hostage.
Yes, they did.
Which is typical.
Yeah.
But no thanks to Nuke. And this guy,
Super Turtle.
We both walked out there and we went to break up this hostage situation, if you will. Now,
you guys would be the Ninja Nukes if you were a tag team.
The Ninja Nukes.
Fucking God.
Dropping nukes all over the world. So Nuke wanted to take the reins on this. So I'm like, you know what? Have at it. See what you can do. And
what's Nuke's authority at Rock and Pro Wrestling?
Nuke is kind of your COO.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
If we're putting this in WWE terms, I believe he would be very much your Triple H.
Yeah. Okay.
Where you've got Vince, and Stephanie and Shane, you need your Triple H. Gotcha. Although it's not exactly that dynamic because it would be weird.
And just be clear. Gotcha. You're more BS. You broke up. I didn't know what you said.
I'm Adam Pearce.
There we go. Okay.
At your very best.
Right. You couldn't do Nick Aldis, the better one. Anyways. So during all this big hostile takeover thing, not making the show freeze itself. Where are the actual owners of the company during all this?
Well, Shelley does commentary in stages. She'll do a few matches and then goes, does Shelley stuff and then comes back. So I don't know where she was at that time.
But she wasn't a commentary at this time.
We had many guest commentators from Damian Gray to Johnny Nye to Youth Gone Wild, who completely destroyed it. And Turtle, you better do something about Professor Blackburn before I do.
I don't know what your problem is with that dude, man. He was delightful when I was commentating.
I will tell you this right now. If he does again what he did this past show, I am going to stand up and I'm going to knock a bitch out.
Okay, don't tell me because I want to hear firsthand on the YouTube.
I am at the end of my Blackburn rope.
When did he do it? Don't tell me what he did, but when did he do it?
So and Turtle's gone again! What? This is not my fault! I'm here in like 8 minutes and you're all alone!
It's story of my fucking life, bro. I had no problem with Blackburn. He was a fantastic dude to
work
with.
He's an idiot right now. He's doing stupid things at commentary. He invited Youth Gone Wild to do commentary during the tag team title match between Warhorse, Shogun of the Final Level, and Sinister of the Three Rings, all right? So Youth Gone Wild comes over, and Heisman takes Shelley's mic, and Creed kicks C-Red out, and then Rat J Flywheel comes over and removes the headsets from my head and stands behind me, keeping me there. So I had to witness this whole thing. And, you know, they're holding their own. They're professionals. They were doing some okay commentary, and they're asking Blackburn questions. Well, we're not very familiar with Warhorse. You've seen him before, Blackburn. What do you know? Fucking radio silence. Blackburn's reading notes off the page. He's as entertaining as kelp waffing through the river.
I think he's a sweetheart of an old man.
He's a son of a bitch, Travis. Watch the damn show. Watch when Shamrock Showdown. Watch what he does. He's going to get me in a fight. He almost got me in a fight with Damian Gray. And then we were ransacked by Youth Gone Wild. All because idiots like, hey, come on over. I'm in charge. You aren't in charge of shit.
Luckily, Rock and Roll Wrestling has been releasing these shows very quickly, so I look forward to seeing Shamrock Showdown.
Stay away from the geriatric commentator.
So Youth Gone Wild holds the show hostage. Nuke came out. It looks like Nuke agreed that Youth Gone Wild will be taking on the winners of the tag team match that night. You'll be taking on the tag team champions, whoever they are, on Kicks on 66. Turtle makes a triple threat match, and he adds the three rings to it. Oh, damn, look at you go, bud.
Yeah, and I think maybe I should have not announced that. I should have waited. But at the same time, it's like, give them something to look forward to.
Nubby is Mick Foley. Yeah. The cheap pop is there. He's taking it.
Oh, I know. Nubby, move your camera up so you don't, like, your top of your head ain't cut off, man.
I swear to God, he's drunk. Put the bullet down, bro.
I love that we do video now. This is fantastic for me.
And we're I'm on my phone now, so hopefully it'll.
Yeah. Pick Your Poison, Ryan Matthews defeats Johnny Nye, I'm guessing it was.
Yes.
Johnny Nye. But apparently,
because of Damian Gray.
Well, yeah, but apparently he wasn't the chosen one.
Yeah, so explain how that all worked out. So Johnny and I came out for a match. Ryan Matthews won, but because Maximus didn't pick him?
Right. Apparently Maximus didn't pick him, and he was wondering why Johnny and I was out there in the first place.
Okay, and who is the Black Knight?
Oh, what's the matter, bro? You don't play Fortnite?
No.
He is the rarest of skins. And now he is a featured performer at Rocket Pro, joining the list of great celebrities like Darth Vader, Michael Myers, Cupid, and Santa Claus.
Black Knight defeated Ryan by count out, hit him with an axe. I don't know how that's legal, but whatever. Travis Scott concert from Fortnite plays. Okay. Berna and Rose took on Hopkins and DeShane. Everything interrupted by video of Bucky Collins taunting Christian Rose. How is he taunting him?
He is basically blaming Christian Rose's massive ego and being an older wrestler on the problems for the Coyotes, that he is putting himself ahead of his family, his kids. And he's not wrong, but yeah, the way Bucky did it was a terrible distraction, and it sent ripples through the match to the point where Christian Rose, with a closed fist, almost obliterated the jaw of one of his own, to the point where Berna said, fuck you. I don't know what Christian Rose is going through, but how the mighty have fallen.
Why don't you just ask him?
I feel bad in a way.
Just commentary with you, just ask him.
Well, he did do commentary for the main event. Aaron Stone asked him to sit in because he really enjoys what Christian brings to the commentary table, as do I.
Let me help you, Steve. Okay. So you're at commentary, right? You're sitting there. You know, you're in the middle, see Red. Fucking the professor, great dude. Shelly walks away. Christian Rose comes over. You know, all you gotta do is go, Christian, what the fuck is wrong with you?
When he sat down, he didn't look right. And he asked if we could just call the match. He said he would account for it and answer it later. So I said, if that's the way you want it, I will respect it.
You should demand answers, bro.
The time will come. Maybe even on the power hour. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, Christian Rose has dug his own grave. Just like in Yellowstone.
God, that was such a good
scene. I'm sorry, I'm absolutely obsessed with Yellowstone right now, so everything's a Yellowstone reference.
Yellowstone, fantastic show. I can't wait for the next season to come out.
I am midway through season 4.
As soon as
I'm done with this bullshit, I'm going to finish season 4.
No contest.
I'm kidding, I love JFIW.
Freaking the studios. No contest in Coyotes match. After ref to shove down, Nuke comes to break it up. Rose strikes him. All of TDC united against Rose.
He struck one of his own real hard and then knocked Nuke out. And when he knocked Nuke out, that was the end of it. The Coyotes were just like, we're done with you. You're out of control. He was out of control.
I've seen the slow progression. I've heard C-Red talk about it. And even C-Red kept saying, like, this is the Christian Rose we know. Do we know this?
But, right.
Pick your poison. Maximus versus Gray. Maximus beats Damian Gray via the Hell's Gate. Fake Maximus comes out. I guess it was Ryan Matthews trying to be Damian Gray.
It was like a Spider-Man meme. It was like there were two Maximus Orions. I thought it was the Dave Hebner stick from like WrestleMania 3. There are two Dave Hebners.
See, I would have gone to 200, two Canes. Or two Canes,
like that too.
Yeah, because I did see the stream of this because there was some fans doing some live streaming. I saw Damian Gray was going to go hit Maximus with the bat. Maximus got out of the way and struck Ryan Matthews.
Did you see how hard he hit Matthews?
It was aggressive. I didn't know it was Ryan Matthews. I thought it was Schultz again, and I felt bad for
him. If you had been there as he was leaving,
yeah,
Ryan Matthews' face was like this.
Oh, damn. Wow. That's what happens when you put yourself in situations you're not supposed to be in.
Unpretty.
Shogun and Sinister defeated Warhaas. Ringmaster says that he'll see Shogun in May. What does he mean by that? Nobody knows?
Nobody knows. He already told you why.
Well, he didn't say he'll see Shogun in May. He'll see Shogun
if they still have the title.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, because spring break is April, Kicks on 66 is May. May is
That's the season finale, yep.
That's when you main evented, but you're not main event Steve.
No, this year we're getting our stuff out of the way, and I'm happy for it because to be the main event of the season finale, that's a lot of pressure, brother.
That's right. Undeniable Steve Michaels with Damian Saint defeats Aaron Stone with Turtle.
Turtle?
Yeah. Aaron Stone.
You weren't a lot of help, Turtle.
Aaron Stone came to me and wanted me to be in the corner to keep.
He wanted you to be in the corner. He didn't want you to be roadkill in the corner.
Well, I think I did okay up until, the end.
In this corner, going up against the Dreambreaker, Aaron Stone, for the Rocket Pro Wrestling Championship.
I don't agree with Damian Saint being out there. I really wish he would just let it be for one time. Let Steve Michaels fight on his own. He can do it. Saint doesn't need to be out there, and I wish he would just stay out of it. But,
Nubby, you could go be in Stone's corner.
But why should I?
I mean, why not? Be out there with your fans, start waving to some fucking people.
I am a manager.
Shake babies, kiss hands.
I am backstage watching the show.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, fucking Pac-Man can do it. Anyone can fucking do it. Of course,
I didn't have to play that last part, but yeah, Pac-Man can do it.
I stand by that, but...
Look at me calling shit. Look at me fucking being a soothsayer in this shit.
That is pretty impressive. You saw the future he did.
Yeah, and it wasn't planned, really. He came.
Of course it wasn't.
Nubby's
getting extra screen time. That wasn't premeditated.
No, I was planning on staying in the back.
If you can take away pride and ego, this would be a pretty nice place to be.
If Aaron Stone, if the RPW Rocket Pro Champion, asked you to be in your corner, I understand why you would
totally
do it. But you're not supposed to be a referee anymore, Nubby. And yet I saw a video of you doing some three counting, at least a two count.
Someone had to make the count at that moment.
Call another referee out. It was kind of...
time?
To put yourself in that situation is, I mean, obviously with your issues with the Undeniable, I mean, that's not very biased, bro.
Is it a little drunk with his own power, if you will?
Like, so GMs are supposed to step in. I mean, earlier in the show, Saint stepped in for his guys.
That was as a wrestler. He wasn't counting to three count or anything.
Right, but I was stepping in as an authority figure.
Beware the evil Tortuga.
I understand your mindset on it, but I think because of the personal issues that I don't think you have separated yourself from, I don't think that was the right call. Because what if there was reversed and Steve Michaels had Stone down and Damian Saint counted to three?
Well,
he's also a ref.
He was a ref too, and he, as a GM, you got to make a decision. And sometimes you have to step in another authority, position. Mm-hmm. Referee is there as an authority figure.
Yeah. Some
GMs are supposed to step in, and I wouldn't have held it against him. I certainly wouldn't have done what he did to me. Yeah. I wouldn't have attacked Saint. Like, he attacked me.
Yeah, he Singapore caned you.
Yeah, he basically, Davidson Sarai'd me at first, pounded me in the back of the head, And then when I got up to collect my bearings, I turned right into the game.
Davison Sarai looked much better doing it than Damian
Saint did. That goes without saying. Damian Saint's a bitch. But still knocked me out a little bit.
Fair.
And I turned around and I did not see the cane coming and I got knocked out. That is Saint, you know, doing Saint things, not something I would do. Yeah. As I'm saying, I'm not that kind of GM, and I am not biased towards Stone.
I don't want it to come off like I'm accusing you of doing it. It just, that's the perception that it shows. That's the only thing. I'm not saying, you know what? I bet if Turtle had the opportunity, he would count 3 on Bear Hug and get done in a moment. I'm not saying that's what you would do. I'm not saying that's like not your mindset, but that's the perception that's seen when you come on like JFW and you go on LIM and you go on the Power Hour and you talk about receipts for the Undeniable. So to count a 3 against them, that's where it looks like it could be a little bit questionable and stuff. That's the only thing I'm trying to, you know, figure out.
You're not wrong to a point. But at the same time, I have no receipt to give Michaels.
I got you. And you didn't fast count it. You did not fast count. I want everyone to be clear. You did a normal referee count.
So in my mindset, I felt like the rest of Undeniable is going to come out there and interfere. So I had to jump the gun before they did.
Gotcha.
But I forgot Damian Saint was there for a minute because he can be very forgettable at times. And I just did what I had to do as a GM and authority.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out too well.
The unfortunate thing here is one of the great main events that Rocket Pro has ever had ended up having a foul ending. Because if you could take away the stupidity at the end, it really was a spectacular match. You know, Michaels is despite being a prick, bastard, and coward, is fantastic. He's
also champion. So
he's champion now, although it's disputed. You know, he's a great talent, and Stone has been a fighting champion since Jump. It was a really great match. We had a great time. I think our commentary might have been some of the best work we've ever done. It was going great until it wasn't going great.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that that's how the show ended.
And I'll give it to Michaels a bit because he took advantage of a situation without actually doing the actual cheating. He put Stone in the Bear Hug and he passed out. Stone passed out. So was it necessarily a clean victory? No, with Saint getting involved. But Michaels did do the actual finish on his own.
Yeah. Michaels beating up Kaylee and then body slamming a news anchor is not representative of any champion that I'm going to support.
Yeah, but you got to talk about the situation at hand.
I can talk about whatever I want on commentary.
That's true. That's the power you have. Well, there is a rematch at Spring Break, right? Is Michaels and Stone going one-on-one in Stone's rematch?
Correct? That has been confirmed.
So what is happening in that match to prevent what happened this month then?
I guess we'll all find out together. Right. I'm not 100% sure what they can do.
Yeah. Is it goofy? I'm not the only one seeing this whole Undeniable Idol thing, right?
What do you think when I came out when the show started? I think the Undeniable are far more dangerous than the Idols. And with Damian Saint being the Undeniable, somebody, like you said earlier, had to let the ringmaster have the funhouse.
Yeah.
And that gave the vehicle for Joey and Roxy to do their thing. Is there collusion between the Undeniable and the Idols? Of course.
There's got to be, right? Because Damien's in his position because of them. Damien
wouldn't even be GM without the Idols.
Yeah. Is his contract up in May?
I don't know. I don't do contracts. I do commentary.
But that's what he said last season, right? That he has one more year.
You listen to Damian Saint way more than I do.
Well, he said it at the show, bro.
Yeah, but I don't listen to what he says at the show. Oh,
either it'll be up in May or next May. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I guess he's got it locked up.
So, don't re-sign him, Nubby. Don't re-sign him.
So what is booked for spring break? We know Stone and Michaels are booked. What's the tag match that's booked next month?
Kings of the Sixth the final level for the tag team titles. Now, I want to keep in mind, this is me making that match. Damian Saint has not put the Kings of the Sixth in any kind of tag team title match. He has put them in situations where they're the puppets, and he's the puppet master. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so yeah, let's talk about that match for a minute. The final level in the Kings of the Sixth. Do you remember the Royal Rumble where Santino Marella came running down, got up by the apron?
I wasn't ready.
I mean, that is what the Kings of the Sixth are. That is going to be the quickest tag team match in the history. I mean, that's going to you got 10 to 12. No, you got 1 to 2.
But hey, man, keep in mind, Santino was the final two in the largest Royal Rumble.
It doesn't matter. So, Marche and Shogun versus August and Skylar. Yeah. It's absurd.
But here's the thing, and you got to keep this in mind too. It's never just the final level versus two of the undeniable.
I suppose that you're right. But when you look at it on paper,
yes.
Just when you look at it on paper, yes. Men, it's not going to take 60 seconds. I mean, it'll take long if Marche and Shogun decide to keep the ass-whipping going for a while.
Well, first, Skylar Reed has to show up.
And will Damian Saint interject himself in that? I'm pretty sure not.
Damn. Rocket Pro sounded like it was a fantastic show. I look forward to getting back to more of them. I look forward to watching it over on YouTube, Rocket Pro Wrestling over on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to it.
Are you not coming to spring break?
I don't know. No, every
that's a tornado match. I might fight in your lap.
I might be there. Bill doesn't even know if he's ever gonna fucking be at his own show. Why do I gotta fucking commit to it? The owner of the fucking company doesn't know if he's ever gonna be there. Jesus Christ, maybe. I'll say
a lot of pressure.
I'll say okay, what day is it? What August what? Fourth?
August?
First?
The third April? April 13th. We don't run against WrestleMania.
And okay. You might want to be there because I told Saint this on Saturday that I'm going to deal with him at spring break. Like, I am I am not going to have any banter with him on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say a damn word to him. I am saving everything for spring break.
If I was booking it, I would have GM versus GM in a TLC match.
If I get a front row seat by commentary, I'll strongly consider coming. Front row seat commentary.
You got the hookup. You know who to call.
I don't know who to fucking call anymore.
We didn't mention this when we were talking about Youth Gone Wild, but after
you kept leaving us.
Yeah,
abandonment was real.
See, I'm fucking it up again. After me and Nuke were done doing our thing, Saint came out and told Youth Gone Wild if they show up at spring break, they will be arrested.
He said he's going to call the Port Authority. That came out of his mouth. He's going to call the Port Authority to keep Youth Gone Wild out of Joliet. How the hell does that work? Are we by a large enough body of water to facilitate a Port Authority?
I think that was stupid on his part because it's not the first
time. Does Joliet have a Port Authority?
Youth Gone Wild's been arrested.
How are they going to get their boats on the street?
Oh, my God. Dude, in your multiverse of Rocko Pro Wrestling, anything's possible, man.
You are right. Anything can happen on a given Saturday night at St. Joe's Park.
Is there anything else about Rocko Pro we got covered?
No, I think you covered it all.
Awesome. Steve, normally I do this. Actually, I did a little bit earlier, but fuck it. I'm going to have you do it. Tell them what to expect on the Power Hour this week. Let's do it that way.
Well, the Power Hour this week, we've got two episodes. We're doing two shows this week. Tomorrow night, we have Billy Whack back on because we're about to hit the shadows of the Super Wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And Billy, being a Star Wars genius, did not go prequel. Shadows of the Super Wrestler sounds an awful lot like Shadows of the Empire. So now he is going off canon, but staying in canon, which is what makes him a beautiful genius. So we will have all the Pat's Blue Ribbon tomorrow night. We will talk about super wrestlers and many other things. Plus, I want to talk to him about what the Ringmaster said about me, since he and the Ringmaster are boys. But that's tomorrow night of the Power Hour. Then Thursday night, the Power Hour takes it on the road, and we will be live at Rabid Brewing with the Hot Rod Daddy Andy show, making a huge announcement that will impact the landscape of Chicago professional wrestling forever. So if you're in the Homewood area, come on out to Rabid Brewing, have a few beers, and be part of this live announcement that is going to shake the timbers of everything. I'm telling you, you'll never see it coming. It's going to be epic.
God, I can never get away from Star Wars, no matter what it is. Always fucking gonna come around to me. Holy hell.
Miss NWA Friday night. NWA Chicago, the debut of the new territory.
I'm assuming that we share a lot of the same fans, the same viewers, same listeners and everything. For those of you who don't watch the Power Hour, who does listen to us, and you want to check out the Power Hour, obviously, Steve Aaron is on Facebook. You can find him there, watch the videos there. Or if you want, if you are subscribed to the Just Freaking Wrestling YouTube channel, if you scroll to the bottom, the Power Hour is listed as a favorite channel on our page. So if you can't find them on the Power, if for some reason finding you on YouTube is really fucking difficult. I don't know if you know.
I have found that as well, and that is why we are so appreciative of the support we have been given by Freaknet Studios. You never know how much you need something until you get something, and we're blessed to be a part of your family.
Well, I'm glad we were able to work it out. And it only took a 20-year veteran to threaten to leave in order for it to happen.
You know what? Sometimes at the darkest night, I was just about to do the whole Green Lantern thing, but I'm not going to do it.
No, don't bomb it like that fucking movie. You can search Steve Aaron Power Hour on YouTube. That's how I find them. Or, like I said, it is linked on our YouTube channel. If you just go to JFW Podcast, scroll to the bottom, you'll see Freaknet Studios, and right next to it will see the Power Hour channel.
So it's you can there.
Find that too. Yeah. And then
it's like an Easter egg hunt. You got to find it.
100%. And as soon as you find it, just subscribe, and then you'll get notified whenever they do show up. Steve, I kept you way too long, and I do apologize, but just stay with me a little bit longer when we close this out. I want to talk to you at the end. Nubby, is there anything else wrestling related we got to talk about?
No, I think we covered everything.
Perfect. Guys, make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X, just by searching Just Frank Wrestling and JFW Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you listen. Search Just Frank Wrestling or JFW Podcast. Subscribe, rate us, and review us where asked. And, of course, you can catch the video releases now on YouTube at the JFW Podcast. Please subscribe over there, hit the notification bell, and you can watch this. Go down.
Yes, watch this.
That's all I got.
Didn't even have time to change out of my damn work clothes.
God damn it, Steve. Nubby, that's all I got.
I believe we can ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. Ding. As always. Ding.
Fucking Pac-Man.
We're trying to end this for you, dude. Perfect. As always, I am Travis.
And I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle Cowabunga.
Who you are, man.
I'm Steve, and just happy to be here.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.